Shalom to all! Today's episode of Shalom Yishkalam Daf Lamed Beis, and we are starting about 6 lines up from the bottom with the words of Chonah B'Shem Rav and Vilna Shuras Daf. It's on Yud Tes Amud Aleph all the way on the bottom. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lila Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sarah Batsi Biak of Moshe, Hernish, Shalmah should have an Aliyah. So we're discussing a person dedicating their possessions to Beis HaMikdash, and everyone agrees that for the most part they go to Bedek HaBayis, which is the regular upkeep and maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash. The question is, what's done with the animals? If there's certain animals that are fit to Mizbeach, are they supposed to be brought as Karbonis, or are they supposed to be sold for Karbonis and the money used for Bedek HaBayis? Chana says b'shem Rav, and Ravo says b'shem Yechanan. Kachi by the kabayis shepaydin t'mimin yotzul chulin. We have kachi by the kabayis, these animals that were nifta t'mimin. He redeemed them while they were unblemished. They become chulin, even though he's really only allowed to redeem them if they have a mom, or if somebody's going to be paying money for them, it should be used for a carbon, as we just mentioned. Still, if he ended up just redeeming them stam, they become just regular chulin. The Gemara suggests Masisa Amarkin. The following Mishnah says this. What does Mishnah tell us? Vladan v'chalav and mutter, the offspring of this animal or its milk is mutter lacher p'dyanin after it becomes redeemed. Now, this is not the actual lash of the Mishnah. It's really just a diuk based off the Mishnah, which states that kachim is beach even after pidyon, the milk and offspring are still aser. Masha'in came with bedek habayis, and the mashmois from there is that after pidyon of bedek habayis, the milk and vladois are mutter. And by that same token, we're trying to say that if they were nifta, not letzerich mizbeach, then they become chulin. Even though again it's not lechatchila, they still become chulin. However, Chizkiah says b'shem Chizda, that's not a raya. Tifta, we could explain that what's the proper way to understand that Mishnah, what's the diuk from it, and pay attention to the slight gears of change, shahumu upadon, that they got a mum, and then he was put to them. In other words, it's not referring to where he was put to them as tamimim, unblemished, without a mum. It's where they got a mum, then he was put to them. Since they're only kachim by the kabayis, then that which comes from them, the milk or the vladais, is mutter. If it was kachim mizbeach, those things would still be usher, even after pidyon. Kachim by the kabayis, those things are mutter after pidyon, but there's no right that if they're nifted tamimim, then they become chulin. And Rav Yosef says, b'shem Chizda, masisa amar kain, we actually see a mission that tells us this, lan bezon bezon top, what does it tell us beferush, vladin mechalavan Asr la'achar pidyonon, that if they were nifted to mimin, the offspring and the milk is asr after pidyon. Now we continue discussing this. Chizkiah says, "Rishim Rabbi Yisa, kachi bad the kabayis shebedayin to mimin yatzul chulin." Actually, kachi bad the kabayis that are redeemed as to mimin, again, even though they're not supposed to be done, but if one did do so, they become chulin. And what's the svar for this? Because in tamer lo yatzul chulin, if you want to say they don't become chulin, heich kachi mizbeach chalin al kachi bad the kabayis. How could kachi mizbeach be chal on bad the kabayis? This is something that Yushalmi holds that an animal with kedushas bad the kabayis can actually be changed or upgraded, if you will, to kachim mizbeach. And so based off of this, Rav Chizkiah b'shem Rabbi Yosef is trying to prove that kachim b'edek habayis could be nifted tamimin. Because we have something we have to answer. In regards to what, is kedushas b'edek habayis being upgraded to kachim mizbeach? Since anyway, it still retains some of its din as b'edek habayis, it can't be brought as a carbon, so you can't say, oh, its upgrade means now we can bring it as a carbon. Now, if b'edek habayis could be nifted tamimin, that's what kachim mizbeach would do. It would prevent it from being nifted, because now that it's kachim mizbeach, you can't be pied it. But if b'edek habayis anyway can't be nifted tamimin, then what relevance does kachim mizbeach have? It must be it's nifted to mimin. However, says the Gemara, not a raya. Bali mumin kedushas mizbeach chal alayin, that the relevance of upgrading kachim bedek habayis to kachim mizbeach is in regards to when it becomes a bal mum lai demila regarding what legizal avayda for the shearings and for the work. As we just said in Amud Aleph, that there's a key difference between kachim mizbeach and kachim bedek habayis. When kachim mizbeach gets a mum and it's nifted, the giza and avayda mean things that come from that animal are still also to benefit from, as opposed to kachim bedek habayis where they're mutter to benefit from. And that's the relevance of being able to upgrade kachim bedek habayis to kachim mizbeach, that if it gets a mum and it's redeemed, since now it has the status of kachim mizbeach, the gizan avoida is still aser. Now we get into another discussion. Let's say a person designated a nekeva, female animal, for his carbon oila, for his carbon pesach, or for his carbon asham. Now we know that these things have to be zacharim, they have to be males, they can't be a nekeva. Nonetheless, it has kedusha, and actually oisa tamura, it could accomplish a tamura if he takes another animal and he says, zeh tamura zeh, this one is an exchange for that one, it would work. That's because according to this man, the Amar Tanakama, when he's makdash it, it not only gets kedushas damim, it also gets this higher level of kedushas haguf, and therefore he's able to accomplish a tamura. However, Reb Shimon argues and says that it depends. Le'ilasai isa tamura. If he was mafresh in a keva for his ayla, so then it could accomplish a tamura. It has this elevated status of kedushas haguf. However, lepischa yla shamai, if he designated this nekeva for his pesach or his asham, ain isa tamura, it does not accomplish a tamura. And we'll see in the Gemara why that is. Now, Reb Shimon Yehuda says in Reb Shimon, it doesn't make a difference whether he designated for his oila pesach or asham. It doesn't accomplish a tamura at all. Now, Amar Yechon explains. Time with Reb Shimon. What's Reb Shimon's reasoning? Shekein matzanu nekeva ba'ayv ksheira lave oila. That's because we find that there isn't a keva that could be brought as a oila, namely in a keva sa'ayv, a female bird that could be brought as a carbon oila. So since we do see that a nekeva could be brought as an oila, therefore if he designates a nekeva as an oila, even though we're talking about a behema, still still it has this elevated level of Kedusha Zagof. As opposed to Pesach and Asham, there's no place where we see that something similar could be in a keva, and therefore it doesn't have Kedusha whatsoever. Now, Rabbi Yochanan Rechen asked the following question, Tamid Rabbi Shimon, based off of Rabbi Shimon's reasoning, in Min B'minoi, who Chalak Alav, if he argues with Anakama, when we're discussing Min B'minoi, like Kol Shekein Min B'she'ena Minoi, shouldn't we say for sure Min B'she'ena Minoi? We explain what Rabbi Yochanan's talking about. Ezu Min B'minoi, Shu Chalak Alav, what does this mean that he argues with him Min B'minoi? Kadal Tani, it's like what's taught in the following Braisa, Asham Ben Shana, a Nazir, for example, has to bring a carbon Asham that's within its first year of life. However, Lama Gimel Amalaf on the top, Hevi Ben Shtayim, let's say Nazir brought an Asham that was within its second year of life, Yatza, he's Yaitse. Now Ben Shtayim, let's say a person has to bring an Asham, for example, Asham Gezelais, and that's supposed to be within its second year of life, Vehevi Ben Shalosh, and he brought an animal that's within its third year of life, La Yatza, he's not Yaitse. That's the Tanakama. Rav Shimon says, Kol Atman Einan Kedoshin, in all these cases, they're not even Kaddish whatsoever. There's no tzad. There's no way to be able to say that the person was Yaitse at all. It's not Kaddish at all because it's bringing the wrong animal. Now, this is what we're calling Men B'minoi, that even though in the case of the Nazir, we have an animal which is similar to what the Nazir should be bringing, and still Rav Shimon says that he brought the wrong one. He shouldn't have brought it. He's not Yaitse, and it's not even Kaddish whatsoever. So, for sure, Rav Shimon should hold that in regards to our previous discussion of designating an Akeva as an Ayla. The only Ayla possible that could be found that's an Akeva is an Ayla's Ha'if, which is totally different min, that's min b'she'ena minoi, because we're talking about Eilas Behema, and the only Eilas Eilas Ha'if, he should for sure say that it's not Kaddish at all. So that's Rabbi Yechon's Kasha on Shitas Rav Shimon. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.